Thank you, Daniel. Wait here a minute. Daniel? When Pastor asked me a couple weeks if I would preach tonight, I wasn't thinking about making a report. But tonight he said I should make a report on our ministry in Kenya. So we're the Simonson family. This is Daniel. Red sweater down there, Aaron. This is my wife over here. Now, okay, Daniel, thank you. How many were here when the Rainses were here? Did they give their presentation, video presentation, whatever? And the Halsteads, did they get a chance to do the presentation here? And did Stephen and Christina do a presentation when they came back? That's what we do. Turn to Joshua chapter 24. We do have a short video presentation, and my wife actually has it on a flash drive in her purse. So if you'd really like to see that, Pastor, maybe while I preach, she could take it back to the sound booth, and then afterwards you could show it. Would that work? I mean, I really don't want to be disobedient to my pastor. I really don't. But I just was not prepared for that. See, if we were really going to be presenting our work, I would have worn my zebra stripe vest. We all have zebra stripe vests. That's so if we're in a big church, we can keep track of Aaron and Daniel and know which ones they are. So they don't get lost in the crowd. BCM students, looks like you get a double blessing. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 gets preached on often. Joshua 24, 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which are your fathers served, which are on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Great verse. I'm not preaching on that verse tonight. We're going to look at Joshua chapter 24. Actually has two messages in there. Two messages to the people of Israel. We have God giving a message to the people of Israel, relayed through Joshua. And then in verse 24, we have Joshua giving his final message, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua's message was simply this. The entire chapter, if you had to summarize it very quickly, it would be this. Now I have to go where God wants me, and you have to go on without me. The message tonight, the passing of the torch. That's what Joshua is saying. Time to pass the torch. Now, relax. I'm not announcing that I have some terrible disease and I'm going to die in 2 weeks or anything like that. I'm not retiring. But the time to pass the torch is coming. The time to pass the torch is coming. And God's message to the people is basically the message of the wonderful things that God has done for Israel. And I want to look at God's message tonight and challenge you. Some of you have been here a long time. Some of you probably feel like you've been here forever. Some of you are fairly new. Pastor and I have talked often about writing a detailed history of Mukwonago Baptist Church. He always tells me I should write it because I remember a lot of details, but he remembers a lot of details too. What I want to share with you tonight, as we talk about passing the torch, we're going to look at what God has told the people of Israel that will challenge them to be able to go on without Joshua. And I want to challenge you with what God has done for Mukwonago Baptist Church, so that when the time for me to pass the torch does come, when the time for Pastor to pass the torch does come, we can have the confidence in knowing, as Joshua knew, that there were people who were going to carry on the vital work that he had started. Notice, God says to Israel a number of things. In verse chapter 3, he says, I took. God says to Israel, I took. Joshua 24:3, I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Friends, God takes a man, a woman, a family, and he leads them to the place of his choosing, provides his blessings, and eventually a new generation has to take over. A new generation. I'm getting old. Pastor may not look it, but he's getting old. He's just a couple years behind me. Brother Joe Raines is getting old. Al, Brother Al Griffin's getting old. Charlie Hatchett's getting old. Now, I don't presume to speak for these gentlemen, but I will say this. For me personally, I really do not expect to see the dawning of the 22nd century. I really don't think I'm going to live that long. So there's going to be a time when somebody's going to have to take over the work. I praise God for Stephen and for Michael and for others who are coming to Kenya and taking over that work that we started. You know, not that I'm giving up yet, but the day is coming when I'm going to have to. I recognize that. And God says here, I took Abraham and I did what I needed to do to Abraham. God took Rick Simonson, Sue Simonson, and put us where he needed us to be. Now God is taking some other Mukwonago Baptist Church members, putting him in that same place so that when the time comes, they're ready to take over the work. God says, I took. God takes a man, God takes a woman, and puts them to the place of his choosing. Aren't you glad that there was a day when God took Pastor and Mrs. Roberts and brought them to Mukwonago? I can't tell you how often I have praised God in my prayer time for my pastor and for the fact that God led him here. In all likelihood, I'd be dead and in hell right now if it hadn't been for my pastor and for God leading him here and for he responding to God's call. God says, I took. But then in verses 4 and verse 8, God says to the Israelites, I gave, and I gave unto Isaac, Jacob, and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. And verse 8, he says, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwell on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you. And I gave them into your hands that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. God says, I gave. Verse 4 speaks about that new generation, and verse 8 reminds them that it was God that gave the great blessings and the great victories that the people now enjoyed. The people were in that land that God gave them. It was God who did the work. Look around you at this beautiful blessing. I can't help but remember, Pastor, the savings and loan, Van Valen's funeral home, the sitting room, dining room of your house, remodeling that place. What a blessing it was as God slowly helped Mukwonago Baptist Church to grow. And then this building, of course, this building is a lot larger than it was when we first built it. I remember the night before the John Getch evangelistic meetings. You remember that? John Getch and I and two or three other guys put in this beam up here, the covering of the beam. Do you remember that? Had the scaffolding was still in here on a Saturday night, and we're going to have preaching service with John Getch the next morning, and the evangelist is here helping us finish up the room. What a blessing that was. What a blessing. And now you get to enjoy the benefits of what went before you. Just like the Israelites were now in the land, enjoying the benefits of what God had done, the great blessings that God had done, God gave. And as I look around this church building, boy, it was such a blessing to come back here and see the new wing and see the fellowship hall downstairs, to be here for Kids Club and to see the kids enjoying that room and the wonderful office facility that the school has now. And look around, and what can you say? God did it. God did it. This whole part of this building was done by members of Mukwonago Baptist Church. You know, I think about the challenge. I think sometime, Pastor, I was thinking just the other day about Wayne Schultz. Wayne Schultz still alive? What do you think Wayne Schultz thought when we went to him, basically with no money and a handful of people, and said, we want to buy this 15 acres of land from you here. And we want you to finance it for us. He must have thought, these Baptists are crazy. What a nutty group. I wonder what Wayne Schultz says when he drives by this place today. I wonder what he thinks. I mean, he's got to be totally amazed that that nutty group, handful of Baptists that came to him 30-some years ago, have been able to accomplish this. If I had a chance to talk to Wayne, I'd tell him, we did nothing. God did it all. God did it all. God says, I gave. I gave. You think about what Mukwonago Baptist Church has been able to do, sending out missionaries around the world, supporting many missionaries, but sending out our own missionaries from our own church, serving in places around the world. You know, there are very, very, very few churches, if any, the size of Mukwonago Baptist Church that have sent out as many missionaries as we have. Only God can do such a thing. But it's not over. There's more work to be done, my friends. Today, this last couple of days with all the rain, as I was praying, I got thinking, boy, wouldn't it be great to have a gym? Wouldn't it be great to have a gym? So, and days like that, open it up and just tell the church kids, come on over, we're going to have some fun at the gym, you know? There you go. I'm going to let you in on a little something. I'm not going to build a gym. But some of you might be able to do that. We need more missionaries, young people. We need more. It's not over yet. Got a lot of work to do. You know when our ministry will finally be over, our ministry to reach the world for Christ, you know when it's going to be over? When we hear that trumpet. That's right. Up until then, though I may not be around to do the work, and though pastor someday may not be around to do the work has to go on. God says, I gave. He continues reminding Israel in verses 5 and 12. He says, I sent. In verse 5, he says, I sent Moses and also Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. Afterward, I brought you out. And then in verse 12, he says, and I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. God says, I sent, and I did it all. We've talked about this a little bit already, but God has sent from Mukwonago Baptist Church, the Raineses, the Kaneses, Roberts's in South Africa, Roberts's in Wales, Sarah and Mike to Hungary, Klaus's to New York, now Krekelberg's in Indiana. Who's next? Did I forget anybody? I probably have so many. Who's next? Taking volunteers. Last time I was here, I told the Raines twins I was signing them up to a no-cut contract to come to Kenya. But I never got their name on the bottom line. this time I think I'm going to work on some of you and get that signature on the bottom line, you know? God will send you. You volunteer. You do what God wants you to do, and He will send you. Verse 5, we've already read it. God says, I plagued. I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt. Sometimes God uses others, like the hornets we read about in verse 12. Sometimes God acts supernaturally, but God will remove the obstacles to our ministry. God will move us forward. There have been a lot of obstacles to our ministry. How many of you know that this land we're on right now failed the perk test? After we bought it, and it passed the first time, remember that? Yep. Then we got ready to build the building, and it failed. They said, you can't build the building. Impossible. However, it just happened that this new mound system was just approved in the state of Wisconsin. If you were, what is it, 100 yards that way or 500 yards that way or wherever it was, whatever the situation, I guess if we were on the other side of the freeway, there were three mound systems allowed in each county. Am I remembering the numbers correctly? Three allowed in each county, and there were 300 applicants on that side of the freeway. We were the second applicant on this side of the freeway. Amen? Got the mound system? We built the church. God just took the obstacles away. Bought the mission house down there. Zoning problem, right? God took care of all that. God is there. He will take care. Whatever, you want to build a gym? It doesn't matter what the zoning says. If God wants us to have a gym, it'll get built. Amen? Whatever Mukwonago Baptist Church wants to do in the will of God, God will take care of it. If we have learned anything in 35 years, it's that He's done it and He's continuing to do it. And you just need to trust Him to take it on to the next level. Verse 5, God reminds Israel, I did. He says, I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. That which I did. This is simply a reminder that everything good comes from God. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. This building you sit in right now, God did it. Blacktop parking lot, God did it. School, Christian school, God did it. Daycare, God did it. And God will continue to do it. He's not in the business of stopping that which He starts. He's in the business of improving and moving forward with the things that He starts. God has begun a good work in Mukwonago Baptist Church, and He says He'll continue it till we hear the trump. God says, I did. Verses 5, 6, and 8, God says, I brought. Verse 5 says, I brought you out. Verse 6, I brought your fathers out of Egypt. Verse 8, I brought you into the land. God never brings us out without bringing us into a better place. When many of you probably don't know this, before we went to Kenya, I was in Singapore. Served the Lord in Singapore for a couple of years. I was living in Singapore when Sue and I got engaged. She was a mail order bride, back before email or anything else, and took me a long time to get that letter back where she finally said yes. Had me nervous for a while. Though young people, before I asked Mrs. Simonson to marry me, I asked Pastor Roberts if that would be a good thing. You remember that? I wrote you that letter? He's younger than I am. Why on earth would you ask him? Because he's my pastor. I don't know what I'd have done if he'd have said, she wouldn't be right for you, but I think I would have obeyed him and kept looking. Aren't you glad he said it was okay? Amen. Amen. God never brings us out without bringing us into a better place. When that door closed to go back to Singapore, I was devastated. I just said, God, what am I going to do? All my friends are there. I've had so many good friends in Singapore. I was so excited about taking Sue back and letting her see the country and get involved in the work. And I remember sharing that with Pastor one day. And he said, Rick, don't worry about it. If God's called you to Kenya, you'll have plenty of friends there. And I tell you right now, if I had to think about leaving Kenya, I'd be devastated. All our dear friends are there, whether they're missionaries or whether they're Kenyan people. God brought us out, but he brought us in just like he did with the Israelites. Another example I can think of is the Halsteads. What a blessing to have the Halsteads working with us in Kenya. Do you know that the Halsteads did not come to Africa to work in Kenya? They came to Africa to work in Tanzania. They only stopped by in Kenya to get language training for 6 months. God closed the door to go to Tanzania, and I'm thanking God for that just about every day. We would not see what we're seeing today in Kenya had God not led them in the way he led them. And I'm thankful for that. Verses 10 and 11, God reminds Israel, I delivered. I delivered. Verses 10 and 11, God says, But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still. You remember the story? Balaam was hired to curse Israel. And God said, I never listened to him. And he blessed you instead of cursing you. I delivered you out of his hand, he says. Verse 11, and he went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and if there had been any other ites there, he'd have handled them too. And he says, I delivered them into your hand. There are fights. There are battles in the work. But God delivers. God delivers in the good fights. I mentioned the buying of the land, getting the mission house zoning, these other things like that. But you know, God also delivers from the bad fights. We went to Kenya with a different mission board. And one time, and I guess I wasn't a very good boy, because that mission board was doing some things that were very unethical. And I spoke up. And I said, this is wrong. You can't do it this way. It's dishonest. And the head of that mission board came to Kenya to fire me. To get rid of me. Because I was standing against dishonesty. And a man at that board called Pastor and said to Pastor, you better go with him. He never told you why, did he? He just told Pastor, you need to go with Doctor when he goes out to Kenya. Pastor came along and nothing happened. He didn't dare do the things he had planned to do because he had a witness. My thank God. God was there. God fought the battle. By the way, that mission board no longer exists anymore. We still do. We're still serving the Lord in Kenya. God is good. And then God says in verses 10 and 11, I delivered. I delivered. Verse 10, we've read some of these already, but I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. Balaam wanted to destroy the people of Israel for money. But he wanted to do it. God did not allow it to happen. You know, in God's plan, he's always in control. He's always in control. Those of you who might be considering being missionaries, that's something you've got to have engraved in your mind and in your heart. Because there will be a lot of times it seems like he's not in control. There will be a lot of times it seems like these things shouldn't be happening. But you have to remind yourself, God is in control. He will take care of things. Moving right along, verse 13. God says, I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and ye dwell in them, of the vineyards and of olive yards which ye planted not, do ye eat. God says, I have given. I have given. This is translated into English in the perfect tense. Brother Thomas could tell us how it's dealt with in the Hebrew. I didn't even bother looking that up because English worked for me this time. But the perfect tense has the idea of completed action with continuing results. Completed action with continuing results. I have given. The giving is done, but the results continue. The results continue. The blessings continue. The work continues. Thinking about some of the things in the old days, writing this message was a blessing, and thinking and reminiscing. When I got saved, I had a job. I managed a small factory in Milwaukee, and one of the things I was responsible for was the carpentry shop. And when we were doing wood fires down at the house, remember the old was an international pickup truck, 52 international pickup truck. I used to drive to work. I'm here. I'm the production manager for this factory, and instead of parking my MGB sports car in my normal spot, I pull up with this 1952 international pickup truck, just barely making it into Milwaukee each day. But at night, on the way home, it was full of wood, full of cutoffs of 2x4s, pine 2x4s. Those things burned pretty good, didn't they? We had one of the, was that the grain bin down there, full of wood at one time. God did that. God knew we needed wood to burn in the fire, the wood fire there to keep the church warm. That was before this church, that church down there. God provided it. God gave it. God gave so many things. In Kenya today, our greatest need in our ministry is for a permanent home for our Bible college. Without a doubt, our Bible college, Independent Baptist College of Ministry, is the best church planting tool, the most effective church planting tool we've ever had. There are today in Kenya right now 5 new churches being planted. One by Michael Raines as a missionary, 4 others by nationals or nationals working with missionaries. 2 more church plants are planned for later this year. Both of them will be headed up by graduates of our Bible college. In 25 years in Kenya, there's never been 7 churches being planted at the same time. And there are half as many missionaries there today as there were when we first got there. And it's all because of the Bible college, training Kenyan nationals to do the job, to plant the churches. And we need a permanent campus. If we can get a permanent campus, we already have plans. We're working on registration with the government. We have plans to start a music school. We have plans to start a school for training Christian teachers, an education branch of the college. We can't do that with the facilities we're in now. I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, I have no doubt about it, God is going to provide for that. The campus we want, with the buildings we would like to have, will cost us about $3.5 million. And when you get done choking, let me say this, God will provide. I don't know how he's going to provide, but he will provide. He says, I have given, and he continues to give. And we're trusting him to continue to do. Now we've come full circle back to verse 15. I said I wasn't going to preach on verse 15, so that means I'm done preaching, right? Well, another 15, 20 minutes maybe. I'm almost done. Joshua 24:15. Let's just look at the last part of the verse. Now, after God has told the Israelites, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, I've given, I've delivered, I've taken care of you, I've done so many things. And then Joshua sums it up by saying, choose you this day whom you will serve. Wow, that's a no-brainer. I mean, who on earth would choose the other side after God has reminded them everything He's done for them? Choose you this day whom you will serve. But Joshua, just in case the Israelites are going to be foolish enough to choose the wrong side, he says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't remember exactly when I was challenged by this verse, but I know it was fairly early in my Christian life. I could probably look back through some diaries and find out when Pastor preached on this verse. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I remember making a conscious decision that whatever I did in my life, and I didn't have a house then, I was me. I didn't have a family, but I had decided whenever God, by His grace, should give me a family, if He did, we would serve the Lord. Romans 12:1-2 goes right along with it. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Those two verses, by God's grace, have molded my ministry. Both of those passages of Scripture, Pastor preached on. Both of those passages of Scripture, I made decisions that is what I will do. Now, my friends, I don't care tonight if you're 8 years old or 80 years old. If you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, you can trust Him to help you and to help your family to serve Him all the rest of your days. But you need to decide that's what we're going to do. Serve Christ through this church. The torch will be passed soon enough. I don't think Pastor's ready to pass it quite yet, nor am I. But the day is coming when the torch will be passed. And you know what we want? Do you know what I want? Do you know what Pastor wants? Tonda wants? Joe Raines wants? Al wants, and others of our older generation. You know what we want? We want to know that when it comes time for us to pass the torch, you'll be there to take firm grip and continue on the same way we've sought to continue for 35 years. Are you ready? Are you willing? By God's grace, I know you're able. Father, guide us, strengthen us, give us a great prayer time tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.